Celebrating Women in the PSP and CBD Community. International Women's Day on the 8th of March is a moment to recognise the achievements of women around the world. Within the PSPA community, women play a big role as clinicians, researchers, carers, volunteers, and fundraisers. To mark this year's International Women's Day, we're shining a light on just a small snapshot of the remarkable women making a difference to people with PSP and CBD. From advancing research and improving care to providing support to loved ones, these women's contributions are enabling people affected by these devastating conditions to achieve the best possible quality of life. Jenny Knight, Volunteer Support Group Coordinator. Jenny Knight is a volunteer support group coordinator for the Kenilworth and Rugby Support Group. She started volunteering with PSPA in August 2013 and has been running the group for over 10 years. After being widowed in her early 60s, Jenny felt she had been given this time to use to help other people. Jenny knows the toll that caring for a loved one with PSP or CBD can take, and this is the reason she continues to volunteer. Jenny said, "I want to provide a relaxing, welcoming space that allows people to share their experiences and meet other people with similar experiences. The only rule is everyone has to be positive, and it works. People love coming back." Jenny's key advice to anyone who wants to become a support group coordinator is, "You cannot run a support group on your own. You need other volunteers, and I have a wonderful team." Jenny has Mary, Sue, and Angela, who help her run every group meeting. Dr. Catherine Cat Bowles, Group Leader at the UK Dementia Research Institute. Dr. Cat Bowles is a group leader at the UK Dementia Research Institute at the University of Edinburgh. She leads a laboratory of different researchers that are interested in primary tauopathies, including PSP. Despite challenges in establishing herself in more of a male-dominated arena, Kat has progressed to become a research group leader in her own lab in Edinburgh. Two members of Kat's lab have been awarded grant funding from PSPA's Understood Fund. Dr. Diana Lopez and Dr. Philippa Henderson-Souza will be investigating cells called astrocytes and protein imbalance in PSP. Kat said, "I'm excited to see how technological advancements will push things forward in the future. If we've got better models and better tech, then we're going to get the more accurate findings, which can lead to therapies." Maggie Chapman, carer. Maggie Chapman has been a carer for her husband Chris since before his diagnosis of PSP in June 2021. Chris was already experiencing symptoms related to polymyalgia rheumatica when he began to have tests for his balance. It was thanks to Maggie spotting something about PSP that she had an idea of what it could be. After referrals to the Falls Clinic and seeing a neurologist, Chris was diagnosed with PSP. Chris was referred to palliative care, who recognised they needed more support in terms of carers for Chris and to enable Maggie to have some time back for herself. She's now able to join her walking group and spend time with her granddaughter. Before this, there wasn't much balance because Maggie had given up everything to look after Chris. Maggie said, "The condition has affected the whole family, including how we saw our futures. We hope to spend more time as grandparents, but can't due to the nature of his condition. They can't do much together anymore, but still watch travel TV shows and listen to audiobooks." Maggie collected Christmas baubles from the countries they visited to put on their Christmas tree. She now uses them to talk to Chris and reminisce about the places they travelled to. Dr. Ruth Lewis-Morton, Principal Clinical Psychologist and Honorary Lecturer. Dr. Ruth Lewis-Morton is a clinical psychologist and honorary lecturer at Cardiff University. Ruth works with people living with PSP, CBD, Parkinson's, and other movement disorders. As a clinical psychologist, she supports individuals holistically by helping them understand their internal world, the interactions between feelings, thoughts, and behaviors, and how to cope with the distress they might be experiencing. In January 2025, Ruth secured a PSP research grant to look at the psychological and emotional needs of carers of people with PSP and CBD. She said, "We're hoping to build on the current psychological evidence for neurological conditions. Co-producing this research with a care partner, we hope that this will create more equitable and accessible psychological services for people with neurological conditions and to build more understanding of what their primary needs are. I hope our research project is a step towards this, specifically to better understand the care needs of people living with PSP and CBD and their care partners." Follow us online to celebrate even more inspiring stories. Join us on International Women's Day, 8th of March, by following PSPA on Facebook and Instagram.